They've got an important gig coming up, supporting somebody I'll tell you more about later Friday at, in the Queen's Hall. I'll tell you more later in the comprehensive gig guide. But meanwhile, coming up next, straight after Len Bateman's 10 past forecast, we're going to have the first song tonight from my session guest, Julian Murphy, formerly of Fishguard, now living near Carmarthen. He's got a new album out.
102.5 Radio Pembrokeshire.
Okay, that's the first tune tonight from my session guest here in the studio at 102.5 Radio Pembrokeshire, Mr. Julian Murphy. Welcome to the studio again, Julian.
Thank you, Malcolm. Thank you for having me.
You were in here quite a while ago. Can you remember how long it was?
Roughly about 7 years, I think, if my memory's right.
Yeah, you used to live in Fishguard then, but now you've relocated to near Carmarthen.
That's right, Bronwith, just outside Carmarthen.
That's right, you spend all the time in the pub there, I'm told.
Not anymore, no.
I'm just making that up, listeners. It was a little in-joke we had earlier. What have you been doing then in between times?
Well, I spent 5 years working away from Wales up in London, which was very hard work and was also very frustrating because I wasn't able to do any music at all. We moved back to Wales at the end of last year, and since then I've been putting music together and just going headlong for it every single day, putting... this is the second album I've done.
The second?
Yeah, the first one was a collaboration I did with a childhood friend of mine called John Clark from Fishguard. And we went under the band name of Phoenix Rising.
Right.
And we recorded we recorded many tracks for the album, but we chose 10 tracks to actually go on it. And we completed that, and then I started my solo album then, which is the reason why I'm with you now tonight.
Well, that and that track we just heard of it, Up One Day, Down the Next, that's all done by yourself in your own studio, is it?
All done by myself. Everything you hear is all done by me, yeah.
And it's about lost love, that one, isn't it?
It is.
Singing from personal experience.
Yes, most of the stuff I do is from life experiences and... Well, stuff from years ago. You don't forget it. Because I'm a musician, I store it in my mind.
Yeah, well, it means a lot more if it is drawn from life experience.
Well, yeah.
Are these all new songs? You said you had a bit of a burst since you've been living back down here.
Yeah. This album, there's 9 tracks on it. 8 of them are completely brand new. One of them is a bonus track, which I'm putting on it, from the Phoenix Rising album that we just talked about.
Are they all real instruments? I know on one of the tracks we're going to play later, it sounds like there's a saxophone or
that's
something.
That's right, yeah. No, I've got... the actual notes are actually played on my guitar, so they are physically played, but I convert the guitar sound into a saxophone sound.
I see, right, yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm a complete illiterate as regards music. No, what's the word? Musical illiteracy. There must be a word for it. Please write in and I'll send you a signed photograph, folks, what it is. Talking of writing in, if they want to get in touch with you, how do they find out where your album is available?
They can get it from my website, which is www.julianmurphy.co.uk. Where they'll be able to download the album, which is absolutely free. Yeah, I'm giving it away because I want to get the music out there to people. I used to play live around Wales many years ago, but I want to try and re-establish myself, and I think the best way of doing that is to say, look, this is what I've done, here you are, take it, if you like it, lovely, come back and buy the next one.
Well, it's sounding pretty good. It's really well produced. I've only quickly listened to the tracks that we've got for us tonight, but it's sounding pretty good. And I really like the idea of giving it away free. There's so many bands around you still charging either for hard CD or for downloads.
Yeah.
It's not really a good idea.
I find it an obstacle.
Yeah.
It's something that you put in your way, and then you've got to fight through it. Well, don't put it in the first place. Just get it.
Well, even bands like Radiohead, I think, have issued live downloads as well. Yeah. And you mentioned there about you used to play years ago live. Have you got any plans for playing live again, this material or anything else?
Yes, I have. I'm starting to put together now my second solo album, which will probably take me up till about January or February to finish. But in between doing that, I'm putting a live acoustic set together as well. Of songs from this album and from the one I'm writing now, and I'm going to go out and actually do it live acoustically.
So we can expect to see you in the pubs and clubs of West Wales then in the not-too-distant future?
Next year, I'm planning for it for next year, yeah.
Well, you'll have to come back in and play live for us then on that occasion.
I'd love to, yeah.
Perhaps I can make some saxophone noises as well.
Yeah, excellent.
He said that with great enthusiasm, folks. Let's hear another song off the album now. What are we going to hear? Tell us a bit about it.
This is the single that I also gave away. It came out about 3 weeks ago through my website. It's called I'm Always There. The words mean quite a lot to me. It's about my children, and it's also about friends and people who I've loved throughout the years and things like that. It's quite a touching song, and when I released it, I had quite a few people in contact with me saying how the lyrics had really touched them, and that's very, very gratifying to hear.
And we'll hear it now. Thanks.
So far away, there's something that
Very, very good. Very moving song there from Julian Murphy. There'll be more for him later on in the programme. But meanwhile, coming up next here on 102.5 Radio Pembrokeshire, it's the county's only comprehensive gig guide. Julian Murphy back in the studio here at Radio Pembrokeshire with me now for another track. Welcome back, Julian.
Thank you.
Remind my two listeners now again, just in case they're very short memory span. They're goldfish, actually, I think. How do people get in touch with you?
Direct to me from my website, www.julianmurphy.co.uk, and that's a direct link straight to me.
Well, they can also go to Facebook and have a look.
Yeah, I'm always on Facebook talking rubbish.
What are we going to hear from you now?
This is a song called Softly Spoken. The lyrics were written by a friend of mine, again, I mentioned him before, called John Clark.
Oh, yeah.
The music, I put the music to it, but it was written on Mother's Day. And if you actually listen to the lyrics, it's about a father who has passed on speaking to his son. And his son likes to drink a little bit too much. It does ring a few bells. But I quite like this song. I quite like it. It's called Softly Spoken.
Let's see if we like it too. I'm sure we will.
My father said to me, a nice little song. Go and have a cup of tea.
Well, you do that, Julian. And we haven't got any time anyway to play another song. We have to keep it until the next week. Play the fourth song in the session next week. You have that cup of tea. I'll have one in a minute.